I'm cooking. I couldn't sleep.
Me neither. What are you making?
Sausage and peppers, pasta pesto, and ziti with oil and garlic.
Ooh, ooh. And what's this?
Garbage. Rose cooked it.
This kitchen smells terrific. My chipped beef must be done. Oh, Sophia, would you like a little scoop on some lightly toasted white bread?
Who do I look like, Beetle Bailey?
Ma, you'll never guess who I was just on the phone with.
Uncle Vito.
How did you know?
I picked up the phone and listened in. It's a little thing I do.
Girls, my Uncle Vito is coming to Miami for a visit, and he's going to stay with us. He arrives Thursday. He's going to stay a whole week.
Where is he going to stay?
Oh, well, he can take my room. I'll double up with Ma.
Well, I was going to stay with you. My cousin Milo's coming. Don't you remember? He's going to be in town for the 14th annual Hog Expo.
Is it the 14th annual already? It seems just like yesterday. It was the 12th annual. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise.
Dorothy, sunset. Now cut it out. What are we going to do?
We'll figure out some arrangements. We always make do. Besides, everything will work out fine as long as I do not have to sleep with Rose.
Me? Why don't you want to sleep with me?
Well, honey, for starters, you talk in your sleep.
Now, let's face it, you know, Dick Cavett awake.
I do not talk in my sleep.
Oh, yes, you do, too. And you snore.
No, I don't. Dorothy snores.
Oh, that's right. Dorothy, I swear you snore worse than a sailor passed out at an adult motel after a night of unbridled passion while I had to call a cab to take me home. Never mind. The point is, you snore.
Hey, let's face it. None of you was a day at the beach. Remember when we had that cold snap and the heat gave out? Boy, what a night.
Salvador, if you want to fool around, take off your T-shirt.
You're going to get linguine all over me.
Ma, go back to sleep. It's just me, Dorothy.
Get the hell out of my bed.
Ma, have a heart. The heat went out again. I'm freezing to death. You're the only one who has an electric blanket.
I'll die under here with you. Your body's like a heat sponge. You'll suck up all the heat and I'll get up in the morning a frozen fish stick.
Ma, don't be ridiculous. Just turn up the heat.
It's already on 9. On 10, you can cook a lean cuisine.
Good night, Ma. You know, Ma, this reminds me of the time the heat went out in our old apartment back in Brooklyn. I was about, 7 years old, because I was still sleeping with my rag doll, Mrs. Doolittle. I remember I woke up in the middle of the night with my teeth chattering. I got out of bed, tiptoed to your bedroom door. I opened it a crack, and I whispered, "Mommy, Mrs. Doolittle is cold. Mommy, Mrs. Doolittle."
Dorothy.
Yes, Ma.
Cut that crap. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, girls, can I please share your electric blanket?
No.
Oh, come on, I can't sleep. My bed's never been so cold, especially on a Saturday night.
Oh, all right, get in.
Listen, did you hear that sound?
Yeah, and as long as I'm in my own bed, I'll do what I want.
I mean, it sounded like the heat kicking on.
Thank God, get back to your own beds.
Hey, everybody.
Well, what are you doing?
Oh, I've been tinkering with the heater, trying to get it to work.
Oh, Rose, you're a genius.
Boy, that's a sentence you don't hear every day.
She's working great now, except for one little thing. I turned the air conditioner on instead of the heater, and now it won't go off.
Great! Now it's going to be colder inside than it is outside.
I think you're right. There's an icicle forming on the nose of my bunny slippers. There, that's not so bad.
Get your bunny nose out of my butt.
Let's just get some sleep.
Good night, Ma. Good night, Mo. Good night, Larry.
I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'm on the wrong side of the bed.
Well, I usually sleep on the right side, and I want to be on the right side.
What the hell is everyone so particular about? In Sicily, four in a bed is a treat. It means half your family is on vacation. I slept with my two brothers until I was 17. I was engaged to one for a very short period of time. But that's a separate story.
I wouldn't mind hearing it.
Oh,
Rose, shut up. Now, everybody, stay where you are and go to sleep. I have to go to work early in the morning.
Oh, darn, I forgot something.
Go in your pajamas.
No, it's not that. I forgot to say my prayers.
Oh, Rose, God wouldn't mind if you skipped a night. He's very busy these days. Most of his free time is spent talking to Pat Robertson.
Hello, God, it's me, Rose Nyland. I'm sorry to be getting in touch so late tonight. I hope I didn't wake you.
Oh, God.
One at a time, Blanche. Anyway, I just wanted to say I think you're still doing a terrific job. Of course, there are some things I don't understand, like poverty. And the spokesmodel category on Star Search. But then again, you work your wonders in mysterious ways. A couple of years ago, on a night like this, I would have frozen to death because I was by myself. Now I have Dorothy and Blanche and Sophia to keep me warm. Not just on a cold winter's night, but all year long. Take care of them, God. If anything happened, I just...
Rose, thanks for the lovely prayer. Now shut up and get into bed.
Amen.
Nice work, Dorothy.
Wasn't me.
Sweet Jesus, am I in trouble? Now I lay me down to sleep.
You know, I'd almost forgotten about that night.
With all of us cramped into that bed, I had to sleep in positions I never thought possible.
Me too.
Sophia, when's that food gonna be ready to taste?
Oh, my chip beef is ready.
Oh, well, I was more in the mood for something hot.
Mine's hot.
Well, I was more in the mood for something spicy.
Well, mine's spicy.
She was more in the mood for something that wouldn't test her gag reflex. I'll fix your plate of mine, Blanche.
And I'll try some of yours, Rose.
Coming right up.
Oh, I hate thunderstorms. They make me a nervous wreck.
That's another reason I don't like to bunk with you, Rose. Everything makes you nervous, and when you're nervous, you get unbearable. Do you remember that awful night you came barging into my room like a raving lunatic? I was ready to kill you.
On the radio, two killers escaped from a Georgia state penitentiary.
So?
They could be headed here.
Honey, they escaped in Georgia. Why on earth would they come to Miami?
For the same reason we did.
Eligible men? Rose, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
Well, I just thought you ought to know.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I won't bother you again.
Good night.
Oh, please, Blanche, please. I'm too scared to go back to my room. This kind of thing has always frightened me, ever since I was a little girl, when I first heard my parents whispering about the St. Olaf slasher.
Slasher?
Yes. Oh, he terrorized St. Olaf for months. In the dark of night, he'd sneak into an unsuspecting farmer's field and mercilessly slash his scarecrow to shreds.
He was a scarecrow slasher?
Primarily, although he was suspected in the disfigurement of several whisk brooms. Oh, I was so scared at night, I'd sleep in the closet so he couldn't find me.
Rose, don't say another word to me. Just get into bed, but don't say another word.
Oh, Blanche, you'll never even know I'm here.
Fine.
When are you coming to bed, Blanche?
In a minute.
What are you doing?
I am contouring my eyebrows. I use Miss Christie Brinkley as a guide because we have exactly the same bone structure. I just hope she doesn't let herself go to pot after that baby comes. I don't want that big-eyed husband of hers coming after me.
I never do very much with my eyebrows.
That's why, from the nose up, you look like Wilford Brimley. Now, don't say another word. Just go to sleep.
Can I leave my light on?
All right, yes, yes.
I want you to know, Blanche, I really appreciate this.
Did I just say go to sleep?
I can't. I'm too scared. Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story. It always worked when I was a little girl.
I don't know any stories.
Make one up.
All right. Once upon a time, there were three bales.
Not that one.
Pigs.
No.
Elephants. And they lived with a little girl named Rose.
The elephants lived in the house?
They were elephant dolls. And every night when Rose would go to bed, she'd take the three elephants with her because they made her feel so safe and secure.
Elephant dolls.
Right, elephant dolls. Until finally, one night, they got so sick and tired of Rose annoying them that they went off to sleep someplace else. And two big old escaped convicts snuck in through the window and murdered Rose in her sleep. Oh! Rose. Oh, Rose. Grow up. Sophia, that ziti was delicious.
Please, tell me something I don't know.
Dorothy, you didn't even taste my chippies.
Of course I did, Rose.
You didn't like it.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I loved it.
Well, then have another bite.
Okay.
Oh, no, the power lines must be down.
That's just great. I got 10 pounds of fresh clams in the refrigerator.
Rose, that was delicious. Oh, thank you.
Who moved my purse? Why does it feel so heavy?
Now, listen, you know, we have these people who are coming to visit, and we still haven't decided what our sleeping arrangements are going to be.
I volunteer to sleep with Sophia.
Oh, no, I think I should sleep with Ma. I mean, we've done it many times before. We always get along just fine.
Except when you're sick. You remember the time you had bronchitis?
Oh, honey, I was really...
As a cucumber, thank God.
Ma, you woke me up.
It's time to take your medicine anyway.
I just took my medicine.
You took it after dinner, and then you went to sleep. Now, read me how much medicine you're supposed to take. I don't remember.
2 teaspoons every 6 hours.
That's wrong.
Ma, it's written here in black and white.
So? The pharmacist made a mistake. He's not perfect. If the man really knew what he was doing, he would be a doctor instead of just dressing like one.
Give me a break. I'll take my medicine later.
You know, you're a lousy patient.
Mom, what do you want from me? I'm sick.
I don't know that. You think I've been sitting here for 3 nights just to look at you? Believe me, you're no oil painting. I've been sitting here because I thought you needed me. You needed me when you had the mumps, the chicken pox, whooping cough, rubella. Or was rubella our cleaning lady? It doesn't matter. The point is, it hurts me to see my baby sick. But if I'm only being a nuisance, I'll be happy to leave you alone.
Oh, Ma, Ma, wait. Ma, no, don't. Ma, Ma, don't go. Ma, Ma, please, come back here. Ma, I do need you. I do need you. I'm sorry, I'm just cranky. Now, you're right, I am a lousy patient. I always have been. I remember when I was a little girl and used to get those terrible chest colds. And you'd whip up a batch of that homemade liniment to rub on my chest. Ooh, that was nasty stuff. Cod liver oil, garlic, petroleum jelly, parsley. I remember once I asked you, why parsley? You said, presentation is very important. Oh, whenever I saw you coming down the hall with that ceramic bowl and a paintbrush, I'd run and hide under my bed and cry. Then you'd rub some on my doll, Mrs. Doolittle, to show me that it didn't hurt. And I'd come out from under the bed and you'd put it on my chest. And next day, I'd always feel better. You remember, Ma? Good night, Ma. Thanks for everything.
I heard every word you said. I wasn't asleep. I was just resting my eyes so you'd leave me alone. I used to do that with your father. It only worked about half of the time. Asleep, awake, it didn't matter to him. Men are built that way. No, it's a fact. I saw Dr. Art Ulin explain it on the Today Show with a plastic model.
Please, Ma, you slept like a baby. I know, because I spent the whole night awake in that chair.
Well, it couldn't be any worse than trying to sleep on a hard wooden bench in the middle of a railway station.
Boy, you do it any place, don't you, Blaine?
Blanche is talking about coming back from Edna McCarthy's funeral.
Edna McCarthy is dead? Oh, my God, that's terrible. I just sent her a chain letter. There's a dollar I'll never see.
What a terrible night that was. I remember we were trying to make a train connection to get back to Miami.
Come on, girls, we only have 10 minutes to catch our next train.
I don't think I can take another 3 hours on a train.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. But then again, I've always loved trains.
Oh, excuse me. What track does the 9:15 to Miami leave on?
Well, ma'am, we've only got one track, but we call it track 19. Nobody knows why, but it sure gives everybody something to talk about while they're waiting on the next tornado to hit the mobile home.
Thank you very much. Oh, and please say hello to Opie and Aunt B for me when you see them.
Why don't we wait outside on the platform? The train will be along in a few minutes.
The 9:15 to Miami left at 8:45.
How could our train have left a half hour early?
Oh, all the trains out of Apalachicola leave early. That's what our town's famous for. Now, y'all may think this sounds kind of silly, but we actually printed "Our trains leave early" right on the town seal.
You have a town seal? Can he play a song on those little horns?
No, but he can balance a ball on his nose if you throw him a catfish first.
It's like a Twilight Zone. Somehow we got on a train that ended up inside Rose's mind.
Yeah, when is the next train to Miami?
Well, we've got one scheduled to leave at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Does that mean it'll actually leave at 5:30?
Welcome to Appalachia-chobie.
Oh, I don't believe this. I mean, this has to be the most depressing day of my life. First Edna McCarthy's funeral, now this.
You know, being at her funeral today made me start thinking about how quickly life can pass you by. Maybe I ought to be more adventurous in my life.
More adventurous? The Kama Sutra had to publish a supplement because of you.
I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about things I've always wanted to do, but never got around to trying. Well, Dorothy, didn't you ever have something you wanted to do? You know, some kind of secret desire you always kept on the back burner?
Mm-hmm. I always wanted to try a nudist camp.
Some big pots belong on the back burner.
Don't you have a cousin you should be dating?
Wait a minute. I thought you said there weren't any trains until morning.
No more trains to Miami. That's the 9:20 to Sarasota.
Oh. Well, maybe we should try and get some sleep.
I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'm just too depressed.
Me too.
This has been a terrible day. A friend's funeral, stuck in a train station in the middle of nowhere, trying to sleep on a hard wooden bench. I don't think I have ever been this depressed in my entire life.
You know, Rose, you really ought to take off some of that makeup before you go to sleep.
What? I don't believe it. What? A circus? Where did they come from?
The 9:20 to Sarasota's a circus train.
Girls, this is a miracle. Our paths crossed here so they could cheer us up. Excuse me, Mr. Clown. Could you do something to put smiles on the faces of three gloomy gusses?
Buzz off, lady. I'm on a cigarette break.
Oh, what a terrible night that was.
Oh, it wasn't so bad. Something good did come out of it. I dated Floppo the Clown for several months after that. You know, his feet really were that big. Which, of course, as I'm sure you're both aware, means...
Is there any more of that ZT?
Nope, clean me out. There's not a drop of food left.
Oh, then why do you say we call it a night, huh?
Well, wait a minute. We haven't decided what to do about Cousin Milo and Uncle Vito.
Oh, yeah, I have an idea on that. Now, look, they're both family. They'll understand. Why do you say we all chip in and put them up at the Holiday Inn?
Oh, sounds good to me.
Me too. What do you think, Ma?
You know, in the right hands and the right bag, this chip beef is not half bad. Yeah!